This is Jeff Ronnie, and this is the Online Marketing Revolution podcast series. How would you like to know, before you hired an outsourcer, how they were going to work out? I'm going to teach you that. You know, it's interesting because I've inadvertently become known for my skills in hiring outsourcers and in running some of the most highly thought of customer service sites online, including StealthSeminar.com. Not really the sort of thing I ever thought or wanted to be known as a kid. You know, you dream of being a rock star. I dreamed of being a stage hypnotist, an actor, customer service dude, not so much. Anyhow, I guess if I can be known for something, that's not the worst. It's also why I have created the product that has been really well received, a product called How to Outsource to Grow Profit Fast. At any rate, let me tell you how you can know before you even hire someone how they're going to do for you. See, to hire the right outsourcer, I came up with the 10 Poppies. Poppies stands for Prospective Outsourcers Performance Indicators. Now, I can't give you all 10 because they wouldn't make sense in this context. We don't have much time in the podcast here, but I'll give you the ones you will understand. When hiring people through outsourcing sites online, these are the performance indicators for prospective employees. Pay attention to these, and you will be far further along hiring outsourcers than most anybody else. One, the first poppy, they have to be independent. No company outsourcers, only independent. The second poppy, they have to have either 30 projects or 500 plus hours minimum. Now, when I say online sites, I mean like an Elance, an Odesk, places like that. If you're hiring outsourcers, you're probably familiar with these. One, they've got to be independent, not company. And two, they've got to have either a minimum of 30 projects or 500 plus hours. Three, the third poppy, they have to have a minimum of a 4.5 rating from past employers. And four, the fourth poppy, they can't have more than 20% of their jobs canceled. Five, they can't have more than 35% of their jobs without reviews. That means there must be reviews for at least 66% of their jobs. If there aren't, don't even consider them. And the sixth and the final poppy of the 10 that I can give you on this podcast is they have to have a minimum of 25% repeat clients. Now, as I mentioned, I have four more that I can't cover in this podcast because I don't have time to give you the context. However, just using these six performance indicators for your prospective outsourcers will have you employing better than 99% of the businesses on the internet. I have four more poppies, but in this podcast, I simply don't have the time or the context to tell you those. But even just you applying these six performance indicators for prospective outsourcers will have you employing better people than 99% of the people on the internet. And when you're employing better people, it'll create a more secure, more stable business and free up your time so you've got things you can do personally and professionally. So you're also generating more revenue, higher profits. By applying these poppies, you'll know how your prospective outsourcer will do in your business. You've been listening to the Online Marketing Revolution podcast. For more from me, visit my blog at onlinemarketingrevolution.com.